are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA. This is Ilana Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 till 7 Pacific time. And I'm in the studio today, of course, very, very happy because Monday is one of my favorite day of the week. Most people don't like Mondays. I love my Mondays because of Accent On and because of my guests that I have in the studio and because of my new studio and beautiful microphones that we have here. And everything is new and sparkly and just so cute. And we have new plays in Sherman Oaks and very good views. Another studio didn't have a views like that. It's just life is beautiful. Weather is better. It's not so hot. Everything is just perfect. And today, for me, it's a very special day. Everybody knows Ilona Europa. I'm crazy about Poland. I'm a Polish girl, and you will never take a Polish person from me. I just love my country. I love America, but I will always favorite my country. Then today is this very special day because I have an honor to have a guest who a few times already was a guest in our studio, and mostly when it's very, very big event. And we will be talking about very important big event in L.A. Władek Juszkiewicz. Hello, Władeczku.
Hello.
Okay, Władku, you are director. You are director of very, very known festival in L.A., yes? And you are founder also. This is the 14th annual Polish Film Festival.
Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. 14th. Wow. That's a long, long time. 14 times you were able to bring the coolest movies and films from all around the world, because we will be describing the, you know, it's little, people say Polish Film Festival. Oh, okay. It's only Polish Film Festival for Polish people, about Polish people, but we will talk about this little more. No, it's international festival, but of course most of films are made in Poland or by Polish directors. And Władeczku, let's come back. I call Władek, Mr. Władek, Władeczku. That's very sweet in Poland. And you know what? I think he's okay with that. Władek, Władeczku. Okay, dear Władku. Okay, officially, 14 years. When you look back, what is the difference between what's happened year first and 14th? How different is this festival?
Oh, it's... As a program, it's growing, and then as you said, our definition of Polish film is not film made in Poland, but films made outside of Poland with Polish talent, Polish directors, Polish composers, Polish cinematographers. But the core of the festival are films made in Poland and in Polish, but all films are with English subtitles, so there's no language barrier for anybody. And when we started 14 years ago, people didn't believe that it can happen, but it happened.
Again, this is one of those unusual stories. And when people listen to my shows, they know that I'm focusing on a people with an accent who are successful in America. Also, of course, we are bringing a lot of wonderful people who are successful, just have very beautiful life stories from all around the world, or just, you know, of course, Americans also. But this time, you know, this is one of those unusual stories. You know, they say if you build, people will come. The Czech need to be much closer to microphone. He speaks very soft, but now you'll be heard much better. Thank you, Ronan. Okay. You are an angel. Ronan Rosner is always watching, if everything's okay in Accent On. Yeah, then, like I said, you had this idea, you know, and a lot of people, even in America, will say, making festival, film festival, impossible. I could never do it. And this is Władek. I know you had some connection. I know you are in America for how long?
31 years.
31 years. And I know that when you were in Poland, you were very deeply involved in culture and entertainment business also.
Business, yeah. Management, yeah.
No, then, 14 years ago, 30 years in America means that for first 15 years, what did you do in America?
For first years, I was here illegally, as everybody, mostly.
Yeah.
And because of the time of history in Poland, I could apply for political asylum and become American. And for 10 years, I was involved in production, film production, and work with late Paul Leder when we were producing some films, about 10 of them.
Oh, 10 of them. Okay. Okay.
And then I decided to promote a Polish film in the city where everybody is trying to do this. Here, every country almost has a film festival. And you can say, oh, it's so many festivals. It's not enough. We are here in the melting pot, and I think we can learn about everybody, culture, the history. And this is the place to do it. So we did it.
Okay, we did it. I still will not let you to finish this conversation so easily, because people say, "Oh, Ilona, okay, you are here. I'm here like 24 years in America, and I love this country. I know this is a country of opportunity. I believe in that. I think I'm living proof that if you want, you can do anything here." And many of my American friends are looking at me and say, "How are you doing all of these things? We have problems to do this, to do that." And I know that is not easy, but I believe in people's dreams. I believe also in doing stuff. I believe also asking for help. I believe also to reach out for the goal that seems like it's very hard to get to and achieve. That's me. Like I say, my English is not the perfect, but I wanted always to have my own radio show. And, a year and a half ago, I started my beautiful, tiny Accent On. Never, ever believed that a year and a half later, I'm here and I know people are listening. I know how thousands of downloads every month, and people are growing, and people listen and they like the show. Thank you so much. But we are talking right now about a wonderful friend of mine who did even something so much bigger than my own radio show, because you are bringing community, Polish community, into one place, into 10 days event. Yes,
10 days event. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you have an event and movie screen in few places.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And you have hundreds of people through the 14 years, 10,000 of people seeing Polish films, people who are involved in the international also filmmaking productions that are have Polish roots, yes? And that's what I want to explain to people, because I still call this international festival. And tell me, how does this work? It's not about only Polish production. It's not only about Polish films. It's about?
About film made with Polish talent, Polish filmmakers. And as I said, not only in Poland, but outside of Poland. And like this year, we are screening a movie which was made in England called Flying Blind, which everything is British, English, only who is Polish, is a young woman director.
Okay.
And
I will call this Polish movie.
And this is how we do. Yes. We call a Polish movie, and we have a few short films which was made here by Polish directors. We have a film made by Polish director, Polish cinematographer, Polish composer, a Polish art director, but made in Portugal. with the talent from England and from Germany, and with the blind children from England, France, and Portuguese. And Portugal, and called Imagine. It's a beautiful film, and if why he chose Portugal, probably we come to the screening and on the Q&A can ask the director, but become a great, great film, which it's, I recommend one of the program of the festival. We have like 57 films, which is the documentaries, short films, animation, and features. And the new things this year about the festival is that the documentary shorts and animations are free. And the same, if every screenings are free for the students.
Oh, that's so good.
We want them here because this is the future audience.
Oh, you know, obviously, some people maybe know that my daughter Natasha, she's studying in USC, music business. But we know that USC has this amazing, strong film department. Do you have some contacts with them? Do you think we can draw some wonderful young filmmakers to
we
see?
We have, but kind of stronger contact. We have the Slavic department.
Slavic department?
Yes, and the students who will come and see some films, they will get extra credits. And so this is good
absolutely.
Collaboration. We have a collaboration with Northridge Sisson.
Okay.
Where we're screening one film, and it's always discussion after the film. And this year we are screening their documentary about a music competition based on Chopin competition in Warsaw. There was a controversy about Igor Pogorevich, and based on that they're talking if the competition it's good for musician. One of the people, one person on the documentary said that the competition is for horses, not for the musician.
Oh gosh!
So it creates probably discussion about this.
Yeah, everybody needs competition. I think life will be very boring if we don't compete. You know, in a good way.
In a good way, as it's a healthy gate.
Okay. Yes, you're right. Okay, we don't know movie and probably something there like question mark. Don't wanna go. We need to. Come and see it. Okay?
Oh, we have a competition in our yes. festival room, the same. And the judges, the jurors are Hollywood people. So some of them see first time in their life Polish film, and they got surprised how good the films are, and they fall in love. And then they decided which film will get the Hollywood Eagle Award for the features, Hollywood Documentary Award, Hollywood Animation Award, and there is a group of people connected to Cinema Without Borders, which decide which film, short film, will get the award.
Wow. Okay. You mentioned one word, Hollywood people. I know that we have a lot of wonderful Hollywood actors who just love this festival. Some of them have very deep Polish roots. Some of them are just flying to Poland and they are part of, you know, filming in Poland, you know, the big movies, like John Voight.
Yeah, John Voight, who was portraying John Paul II, and he was our guest 2 years ago. And last year was Michael York, who was working with Lech Majewski. So this is the one of award we create for people who collaborate with Polish filmmakers or portrayed Polish character, like Anna Paquin was portraying Irina Sandler in the American production.
Yeah. You know, I think before we'll play a very, very cool song and we'll talk a little bit about one of the artists who will be singing next week in a gala. Yes,
not only opening. In the gala, he will be singing in Thousand Oaks too.
Oh, that's very interesting. Oh, gosh, a lot of people will want to know about it. And I think in the Borders, yes, one of the bookstores?
Yes, the core one Borders Four Friends Gallery.
Oh, okay, then you'll need to tell us very, very clearly where is this place. But my question was, let's go back to Hollywood people, because I know that Polish people's names, when you look in the end of the screen, I always capture, and a few very strong people coming from Poland who are working with Spielberg, who are just really like favorites, you know, in Hollywood. Could you give us few and match them with the movies that we understand how great these people are? They are used by the biggest filmmakers in the world.
If you're talking about Polish people coming from Poland and even creating Hollywood, the Warner Brothers, they are people from Poland. So it's the beginning of
Okay, I want to know more. Okay, that's history. I want to know.
That's history, and if I'm really not very prepared for answering you this question.
That's okay.
Because I don't want to make
but Mr. Majewski.
Any mistakes. But for example, Janusz...
Majewski?
No.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm talking about cinematographers. There's many of them here who came from Poland and work with like with Spielberg.
Yeah, and I think also the designers, you know, wardrobe designers, yeah, big
composers,
music.
Jan Kaczmarek and a new one, and Abel Korzeniowski, which is coming out right now very strongly. So there's many of Polish talents.
And Polish actors?
With the Polish actors, it's little more difficult because of the accent.
Come on, accent is so sexy and so vogue right now. Look at what's going on. You know, almost so many TV shows right now, they have people with an accent and we love to watch them. It's very colorful. But I understand, mostly we are playing spies.
No, it's not only that. It's how many characters you can create with speaking with accent, and let's say American actors can act with the foreign accent. So it is much bigger competition for that than as I mentioned, Janusz Kamiński, who works with Spielberg, so many films and great success. So
absolutely. Okay, we need a little break because we want to listen to some music, and we need to explain a little bit who is a Mietek Szcześniak. Very unusual name for Americans to probably pronunciate. Mietek Szcześniak, Mieczysław Szcześniak, to make this even harder. Who is a Mieczysław Szcześniak?
Mietek Szcześniak is a big name in Poland. And it's difficult to categorize him what music he sings, because he really is very good in any kind of music. But 4 years ago, Wendy Waldman brought him here.
Grammy-winning songwriter.
And when he met with me and with the live choir and H.B. Barnum, who is the director of the gospel choir, and they said that it's a black soul in Polish. White body.
Okay.
It's incredible. And for the last 3 years, they with Wendy and HB, they create new CD which will be released in America just in 1 week, in call Signs.
Okay. And I think this is the best time right now to take a little break and to listen to Never Be the Same song, okay? Mietek Szcześniak on LA Talk Radio, Accent On with Ilona Europa and Władek, then director of Polish Film Festival, 14 years.
One.
Oh, wow.
If you want to go, wait. If you want to know, wait. Oh, it seems so long. Can you keep holding on?
So much you want to see. Wait. So much you want to be, you've got to wait.
You could run and never look back, but you know there's more than that. There's a flame.
needed to wait until last note fade out.
Yes,
and this will be one of my favorite songs. I will be playing this song a lot until you decide that another one is even better. That was beautiful.
And you see, this is something which was created of people far away, of different cultures, different religions, and
yeah, through the ocean.
And yeah. Polish and Windy American and African American, and create something which is unbelievable.
I would like to know a little bit more about choir. You describe what is this? This is the sound. Of course, we love this type of sound. I know that you are involved deeply with
I am a member of the Life Choir for 20 years, and in Poland I was involved in singing the choir, mostly classical music. And when I came over here, I was looking for something for choir, but not only for a choir. I was looking for atmosphere, for people, and I found those people. There was this live choir, first time I was traveling with them to Italy, to Assisi, when they were singing with Barry White, and I was watching them, and I fell in love with them, and it was atmosphere, and we came back, and I joined the choir. And this is something that was formed about 30 years ago by H.B. Barnum, which is a big name in music industry here in Los Angeles. Lately he was the music director of Aretha Franklin, beside the other names, and he decided to form something so he can hear what is in his head, and this is how the it wasn't even ideas that it would be a choir, and just few rehearsals and few tunes which was in his head, find out how to sing, how it sounds really in life, and then they formed a choir, and they're singing in there.
How many people are in choir?
It's about 40 people. It depends, and again, it's different color, different religions, and because we have two Polish people in the choir, and we have
who is the second one?
It's the wife of H.B. Barnum.
Oh, that's beautiful. You said around 40 people, of course. I understand that sometimes less, sometimes more. And choir is traveling a lot, yes?
As we can, and this choir would travel to Poland the same, and was singing with Marla Radowicz, was one of the biggest, when she was here and was interviewed, the interviewer called her Marila. How we call her, the connection was Franklinowicz. Marila Franklinowicz. Because she was in love with Aretha Franklin, and then here the connection was H. The choir went to Poland and performed with her in Polish.
Very amazing, you know. I know, I heard, I was part of the festival, I think, 12th, I think this was 12th or 11th festival, yes, and also Marla Maples was singing, and I was singing one very, very pretty song, and I know, and then my jaw dropped when I heard so many people, different color of the skin, and we knew they are not Polish, everybody knew, and the perfect pronunciation of Polish words, you cannot even teach them. You need to have very musical ear to be able to sing this way.
They were singing Polish national anthem.
I know.
And they do every year.
Oh my gosh, you are really
this
special.
This year too.
Of course.
And they will sing with Mietek at the opening, but if you want to hear more of Mietek, please come to the Open Borders for Friends Gallery at Thousand Oaks this Saturday, October the 5th at 8 p.m. Exactly, address is 1408 East Thousand Oaks Boulevard, Thousand Oaks.
I think we need to repeat this one more time. This is what day?
It's
Saturday, this Saturday.
Saturday, October 5th.
October 5th.
At 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
The place called Open Borders for Friends Gallery.
That's so nice. Why I never heard about this place? This is sad, because I am from Westlake Village. I supposed to know again this name, because many people didn't hear about this place. I'm sure it's great.
Open Borders for Friends Gallery. The exact address is 1408 East Thousand Oaks Boulevard.
Wow, at 8, okay, I will try to be there, of course. And
there will be Mietek and Windy and Choir.
Wow, this is big place.
Not big, but accommodate those musicians.
How many people you think can sit this place?
If I'm not correct, it's like 80 people.
Okay. Yeah, we need to go because this will be something very special. No, first, this guy sings amazingly. It's a really cute story because, you know, in Poland we have also American Idol-like festivals, and I won this festival, like Polish American Idol, whatever you call this, year before, I think, Mietek Szcześniak. I think he was next year a winner of this big festival. Then it's funny because I do not know him personally, but obviously, you know, I feel like I know him for so many years. And of course, for everybody who listens today, please tune in again on Monday because Mietek Szcześniak will be here, and Wendy Wildman will be here also. We'll be listening to much more, maybe few songs. I hope we can do two or three more, and I just cannot wait. If I will go on Saturday, obviously I will give everybody my opinion about how the show went, and I know it will be great. And of course, we need to pitch right now something so important. The Polish Film Festival, the 14th Polish Film Festival. Then please tell us a little bit more about that. We have gala.
It's gala opening. It's at Egyptian Theater.
Egyptian Theater. We are not talking little things. This is a red carpet, great food, and starts.
It starts at 6 o'clock. The red carpet, and it's fortunately it's by invitations only, but if. It's easy to get invitation to become the friend of the festival.
That's very important because obviously this festival needs donations.
Yeah, and this is what we count on, and the people who make donations that are invited to the gala opening.
And it's very important for us maybe to again give the best link or the best address or the best phone number that people who listen to the show, and I will be of course leaving all this information on LA Talk Radio, a page for Accent On, and then whoever wants to still call and just, doesn't matter how much money, doesn't matter, please, if you feel any feelings towards Eastern European hearts or international,
Central,
you know,
European.
Yeah. You just please send us some money because we want this festival to be bigger and better every year. Every year is bigger and
There's
better.
There's a few ways to do this. You can go on our website, www.polishfilmla.org. And you can donate to the PayPal. You can go to Indiegogo. We have a goal for raising $2,000 to this event. Or simply you can send a check. We find every information on our website, so it will not take your time right now. But one more thing. We are screening the films in two theaters this year.
Okay.
To accommodate the spread city as Los Angeles is. So we are screening films from the 9th of October at Lemley NoHo at North Hollywood. We have 9 days of screenings and very wide program. And second location is Lemley Lawyer Theater, a Royal Theater at West Los Angeles. So there's no excuse that it's too far because it really...
Yeah, it's spread and you can just choose the place.
And the east part can go to NoHo, west part can go, and the middle they can decide which way to go.
Now Thousand Oaks, we need to find something in this area because I know we are not there. No, we are not in West Lake, Camarillo. It's a little further, Santa Barbara. I think we need to find something in Thousand Oaks, someone good movie.
It's possible, everything, if you have money for it.
Yeah, I understand. That's why I'm saying and begging and screaming and just, again, begging, because I think we have a lot of wonderful people who are in this industry, in Thousand Oaks, in West Lake, and Calabasas, and Simi Valley. Please, you understand that without your help, people will never go to movies again. They will never be interested in maybe something different and unusual. And a few years from now, I don't know where we'll go, you know. We'll be sitting at home only and just checking on our TVs exclusively, or just we will go and reach out and see what another culture has to offer, or just, you know, make this our goal, film any genre.
And meet new people.
and meet new people. Yeah, and that's you're right. That's very important. It's really when you get out of the house, you almost always meet another person.
Socialize.
Yeah, can change your life. And
meet the filmmakers. You know, so.
Yeah, because after every screening, you have nice discussion. Yes,
we have the discussion Q&A with actors, with directors, and really, if you look at the program, which you can find on the website, which I was mentioned, www.polishfilmla.org. We see the films about history, about genre, about people. So it's really everything for everybody. Just make a choice.
Yeah, and we need to say something because you mentioned there are different categories of movies. Yes, we have animation, we have
animation, short films, documentary, and features.
I really, really think somehow we need to talk more and more and more to the students, because I think students love this type of festivals. They really like to make it. They are always looking for unusual things. We are not talking about students who are just wanting to be filmmakers. We are talking about young people who just want to see something else. And
learn about politics, about history, about people. And again, all films are with English subtitles, so there's no language barrier. You can say, oh, I don't speak Polish. It doesn't matter.
Lovely. We have a little break because we know that we like to play music, and everybody hopefully knows that Ilona Europa is still fighting very hard to stay on the top 100 of, you know, iDance Radio.fm. And yeah, I'm fighting to stay between position number 10 and 23. I fell down to the position 23, but I still believe when it comes to 100 position, I am pretty, you know, feeling good about that, and especially that I have Cher, Kylie Minogue, I have Selena Gomez on the top, on the bottom, you know, and I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm just really proud of myself. And thank you for listening, because for the last 2 or 3 months, I'm playing constantly this song, and probably everybody says, enough of it. I promise soon I will be starting playing another song. And for right now, I think Easy Come, Easy Go, we still need to play, because it's my radio show, and you know what? I can do it, and I hope people still like this one. Easy Come, Easy Go, Ilona Europa.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other thing. I believe we've reached the point of no return.
Easy come, easy go. second. Anyway.
That's tough song to listen to. Okay, I don't think so. We are done with the show.
You're listening to...
Okay, are we there? That's funny. Okay, question. I know something very, very important to me. That you have a lot of sponsors, a lot of supporters of the festival. We know that we need a lot of money, but also... You have wonderful people who are supporting this festival for so, so many years that I think it's very important to just give us understanding how many people really and how good they are for the Polish community and for our festival.
The main sponsor, it's from here, it's POLAM, it's a Polish-American Federal Credit Union. So if you become a member, you're sponsoring the festival automatically. You don't have to be Polish, you can be friend of Poland and become the member, and this is the organization which believe in the festival from the beginning. It was the one who didn't say, oh, what are you doing?
Yeah.
This, and they are on the board.
Again, who they are? One more time.
POLAM. Polish.
What is this business?
It's a Polish-American Federal Credit Union.
Okay.
It's a Polish bank here.
That's very important to know. And then we will like to say thank you to them. And maybe one day I would love to just have them and talk to them, because you know what? They sponsor something very important and they change the cultural view on many, many issues here. And they are from the beginning?
From the beginning. And then this year they will be supporting another festival, which is Hungarian Film Festival. So they try to support the Europe and different cultures.
Oh, that's so sweet. Okay, I know some alcohol company also is for many years part of your festival.
Yes, it's Kroll Vodka, which is always...
It's a really good vodka, I don't want to say, because I really like vodka in a tiny ways. I'm saying I am not a drinker at all. I prefer vodka over wine, because wine gives me a headache. But this vodka you brought many, many years ago to my home is a really good, clear, in a beautiful bottle, and
we have them with us, and then they will be served to during the reception at the gala opening. So
I think we need to talk to them also. They can use some love from LA Talk Radio. I think so too. And yeah, you say how many years they are? Kroll, yes. How you spell K? R O
O umlaut.
Umlaut German.
Cruel.
Cruel. And how many years they are with festival?
It's about 6 years in the festival.
That's beautiful.
Business. Mm-hmm.
And then next, maybe somebody important.
There is a sponsor from Poland. It's a Polish film institute, which when they formed the institute to support and promote Polish films, they are on the board. And this year there is a foreign ministry of Poland, which are supporting us together with the Polish consulate, which is in Los Angeles.
Okay. And, you know, that's another little bit call out to everybody. And I know so many people have Polish roots here, or Eastern European roots here. You know, this is a very special event. Like I say, you know, the gathering is so beautiful. I am saying gala is gorgeous. Obviously, you need to be part of the gala, and we have little requirement. You need to just send us some amount of money, and it's not a lot. or is a lot, depends how much you want, and you can all find this all on a website.
On the website www.polishfilmla.org.
But I swear, the food is amazing, the atmosphere is amazing, ladies are dressed beautifully. This is really like one of those nice events that you want to dress up, you want to look gorgeously, you have this red carpet, you have cameras and pictures, it's just beautiful, and then you meet great people, and then you find out a little bit more what's going on in the festival, then you, of course, watch some movies, and then you can every day pick two, one of the two theaters. Again, one is
Lemley's Noho 7 at North Hollywood, and second it's Lemley Royal in West Los Angeles. This is the chain of theaters which support foreign films, so this is why we with them from the beginning. So it's our 14 years with Lemley's.
That's beautiful. And then you can join one of these two theater and see many different styles of the
And there's plenty to see. Let's start with documentary, which is one about breast cancer, which is incredible.
Which is October is the month.
Yes, and we're talking about People Who Love Soccer. There's a documentary about Mundial and 1982 soccer, when Poland was solidarity was a very difficult time.
Yeah.
And we have first Polish LGBT film, Floating Skyscrapers, with the star being present. So
We can meet and talk to him.
You know that it's very important to support, especially this kind of films. And we have one film called Girls from the Wardrobe by very young Polish director, who is his debut and doing very well. There's a story about World War II, Secret of Westerplatte or Manhunt, and then we have a story about Poland after the switch to this capitalist system.
I think this will be very interesting for a lot of Americans, people, young people especially, because this is this part of the history that changed whole world really, and a lot of people, they only know things change in Eastern Europe, and you know, we have this more maybe different system right now, and Europe and Poland is doing pretty well in some places. We are really developing beautifully, and everybody who wants to see Poland, please go. And I swear to God, I saw this year the biggest names, American names, are playing Poland, from Madonna, from Britney, from Sting. They are there right now. They discovered this market, and they are very, very surprised that we know every song of theirs, you know. Is this a very good market? And, you know, yeah.
And there are films, a subject which was forbidden in Poland, so this is finally seeing the, you can on the screen, like Siberian Exile. I don't know if you know that when on the 1st of September Germany invade Poland, on the 17th of September Russian invade Poland from the east. And then German were rounding people, sending to concentration camp, and Russian were rounding people, sending to Siberia, to the Gulag.
Nobody talks about that too much,
and
you know.
It was double taboo. And right now you can see this film and even meet some people who survived that.
Wow. Then again, big part of history, world history. I really, really think, you know, eventually people will be flying to Europe soon. You know, this world is opening. Eastern Europe is practically now world. You know, the money language barrier doesn't exist anymore. I took my daughter to Poland for 3 weeks. She fell in love with Poland. She is crazy about my country. She loves Krakow. She likes everything. She likes food. She likes young people. They speak English. They're beautiful, very intelligent. And I know that the same is all around. Probably in Russia, in Germany, and the same in Slovakia, then I think we become one world. And to find out a little bit more about our culture, or how to mix the cultures, how to listen to beautiful choir who sings in Polish, and not only, obvious, you know, and listen to the wonderful Polish singer Mieczysław Szcześniak, and then see all these movies. This is like something so special, and it's only once a year.
Once a year.
Then, Wadeczku. Okay, I love you. Everybody can check every information that we're talking about on Accent on the Facebook, also on LA Talk Radio Accent On page, and everybody can download this show from iTunes, from Stitcher, and from LA Talk Radio Accent On page, and all again, everybody can listen over and over and over and become the friend of the festival. That's what we want the most. For today, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I would like to say bye with cute song of mine. This is the beginning of the show, but really we never play whole song. Sun is going down. That's what happened in LA. Sun is going down. Good night.
Original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.